Wednesday, 25 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. We welcome you to another broadcast. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, looking at the identifying mark of God's people. By this Jesus said, shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Not speaking about phileo, or brotherly love, but rather agape. This is the love that comes from God and can be returned back to him, and through us, it can be extended to others as well. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us, it's not just to be extended to God and to the brethren, but also to the ungodly as well. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Well, dear friend, I don't think anybody would deny it's easy to love people who love us and are lovely, but it takes the grace of God and the love of God to love those who would hate us and despitefully use us. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find in verse 8, charity or love never faileth. For where there be prophecies, this is what we're looking at on the last broadcast, they shall fail. Well, what does that mean? That mean that the prophecies of the Bible not come true? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means there would be no more new prophecies, because when the Holy Scriptures, when the precious Bible is completed, there wouldn't be any need for more new prophecies. Now, we said that to prophesy has a twofold meaning. It means to foretell and to foretell. And though we don't have to have foretelling now, we have it written in God's Word, we are to foretell, we are to preach that which God has given to us. He said, where there be tongues, they shall cease. On the last broadcast, we looked over in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit activated the church. And they spoke, and every man heard them speak in their own language wherein they were born. Now we have the precious privilege to study, to show ourselves approved unto God as we would learn these languages and proclaim the precious word of God through them. And let me add, as God gifts many people with different gifts, some people are gifted with the ability to learn languages, and a lot of them. One of the godliest men I ever sat under in my life was named Dr. Timothy Lynn. He had learned a number of languages. I think he had learned 20-something different languages. He had the scriptures written in so many different languages. He was a tremendous man of God. I understand he's going home to be with the Lord now. Very practical man, a very learned man. Not everybody has that ability. Not everybody has that gift. But the Bible makes it clear that that gift that he gave as it was practiced there at Pentecost would be completed, because we would now have the precious word of God, and we would also have the ability to study and learn these languages. As we close the last broadcast, we were mentioning this great truth, that missionaries who go to serve in foreign lands with foreign languages can never be quite so effective until they learn the language of the people. You see, not only do they need to know the language of the people, but the customs of the people. And so many times, the languages of the people and the custom of the people are so bound together that you cannot really know one without the other. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. We do not need any more extra scripture. Let me say that again. We do not need extra scripture. You say, what in the world do you mean by that, Preacher Bill? We do not need people adding to the Word of God. All the knowledge of God and His Word that He would have us to know is in the precious Word of God. When somebody comes by and they say, well, you know, God told me this, that, and the other. Well, let me say this. If God has told them anything, it's going to be according to that which is written in His Word. There will not be any new knowledge. Now, knowledge of new things, sure, we're always learning about new things. But as far as new knowledge is concerned, you know, if you want to really understand the future, read the book of Ecclesiastes. I love the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon prophesied there's nothing new under the sun. No, God created it. He put it here. There's a lot for us to learn, and the most learned of our people can never learn it all. In fact, we only learn just a little bit of God's great work of creation and redemption. Well, let's get back now to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity never faileth, love never faileth. Where there be prophecies, they shall fail, they'll be completed. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. And I thank God that we can know in part. At least we can know a part of all that is to be known, and we can have a part in proclaiming that which needs to be proclaimed. I don't know everything. My soul, no. The older I get, the more I realize I need to know. And by the way, the more of God's Word I would like to know about. You cannot exhaust this precious Bible, the Word of God. I asked a man one time if he would read the Bible through. Well, he said, I've already done that one time. No more. You see, he thought just reading the Bible through one time. Look, I'm not trying to sound pious, but I've been trying to read this precious Word for a long, long time now. And you know what I find out? The longer I read it, the more I get from it, the more it's just more precious it becomes in my heart and life. I'll be reading something. And by the way, you see, we not only need to read and to hide God's Word in our heart, but we need for the Holy Spirit to illuminate God's Word to our heart and our soul. And you can be reading a portion of Scripture you read many, many times. And yes, you have a mental knowledge of it and what have you. And boy, it just seemed like God just shines His spiritual spotlight on it, illuminates it to our heart. And oh, what a thrill it is to read and study the precious Word of God. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Nobody knows it all and nobody does it all. There's always room for us to know. There's always room for us to grow. And I want to be able to faithfully proclaim God's Word by His grace until He calls me home. Verse 10, and here we have it. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. I believe with all my heart that which is perfect is this precious Bible that I hold in my hand as I speak to you today. All 66 books of God's revelation, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, we have God's complete revelation. God be praised that He has given us His complete revelation. That which is perfect or that which is complete is come, and you and I have the privilege to be born in this age where we have the precious Word of God. One of the great tragedies of our day is that even though we have the complete revelation of God, so many people in this world do not have access to it. Some because nobody has just simply ever carried it to them. Some because the tyrants who rule them know if they ever have a copy of the Scriptures, their lives are going to be changed. You know, I have found this to be true. Now listen to this carefully. I have found this to be true. Anywhere you find a people who have the Word of God, who understand the Word of God, and who are able to protect themselves, people who enjoy what we call the Second Amendment here in this country, able to be armed, they have a knowledge of God, and they're able to protect themselves, you will never find those people becoming slaves. And dear friend, I sincerely believe that one of the reasons why there is attack on the Word of God and disdaining the Scriptures and discouraging people from it and taking the Bible out of the schools and out of public life and trying to disarm the people is because those who would seek to subdue us and those who would seek to enslave us know that they can never do it as long as we have access to God's Word. We have His directions and His instructions, and we're able to protect ourselves. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the middle of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. If you're not able to and you have access to the Internet, I'd like to invite you to join us for prayer meeting at the Calvary Baptist Church. Our web address is www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt. We'd like to invite you for our Bible study and our prayer time Of course, many in our church are involved with children's ministries and so forth at that time, but we would like to have you with us via video. And please join us next broadcast if you can.